Okay, welcome back to MythBusters. Learning today is sponsored by Abe Steinberger in memory of his mother, Miriam Basarab Moshe Yaakov, by Florence Zalewski in memory of her father, Aaron Shraga ben Harav Ruvain, and by Ronnie Stern in memory of his parents, Miriam Gittel bas Yitzchak HaKohen, and Chaim Yamiyahu ben Yisbayol, Shetinesh basam Truos betruah HaChaim. I'll also mention today, July 8th, is the English birthday of my son Nachi, so happy birthday, Nachi. And okay, we're up to MythBuster number 34. We'll talk about, is one allowed to brush their teeth on a fast day? Tisha B'Av coming up tomorrow, so what's the deal with that? All right, so there are basically three categories of fast. There's a major fast, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, with Yom Kippur being a little bit above Tisha B'Av, Chayav Karis. Then there are the minor fast, the four minor fasts, Shavuot B'Tammuz, tomorrow, Asar B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, and Tainus Esther. And then there's a Tainus Yachid, an individual fast, like a Tainus Chalom, not so common nowadays, but it exists. All right, so are we allowed to brush our teeth on any of these fast days? And I guess most will focus on, the Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur and the four minor fasts, because those are the more common ones. All right, so we have to consider, like, is there, water, toothpaste, mouthwash? Can we put that into our mouth? And also consider the fact that we're not actually drinking it, if we're careful not to, but spitting it out. Everybody agrees in Hilchos Brachos that if you're just spitting something out, you don't actually taste it, and you don't swallow it, you just spit it out, you don't make a bracha. If you're a wine taster, you don't want to get drunk, so you spit out all the wine that you drink. If you're an ice cream taster, you don't want to get too many calories, so you spit out all the ice cream. Everybody agrees there's no bracha rishona. Okay, that's Hilchos Brachos. Might not apply here, but you already see that there at least be no bracha if you're spitting it out. Maybe, sorry about that, that could help us as well here. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch addresses this in Simen Tuf Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Gimel. He says that Misha Darko Lirchos Pib B'Shachris B'Tainis Tzibor Lo Kasher L'Mevad Hachi. That's anybody who normally rinses out their mouth before davening in the morning, which the Shulchan Aruch says usually is a good thing because we're about to use our mouth to say Shem Hashem and to praise God. It should be clean. But on a fast day, on a Tainis Tzibor, on a communal fast day, it's low kosher. It's not appropriate. What's a Tainis Tzibor? What kind of fast are we talking about? Maybe he's only talking about Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So he said, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu b'Tainisim HaKsuvim. No, any Tainis that's written in the Ksuvim, in Navi, so that's a Tainis Tzibor. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. So the four minor fasts all are written in the Ksuvim, as opposed to like a personal fast for a bad dream. But the four minor fasts are all considered to be a Tainis Tzibor, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. And the Shulchan Aruch says, it's low kosher, not usher, but not appropriate to rinse out your mouth with water on such days. All right, that's not looking too good for us. But the Mishnah Berurah comes to the rescue, and he says, B'makom tzar yesh lahatir rechitzas peh b'mayim, b'chol Tainis Tzibor. That if it's painful, if there's discomfort, I mean, tzar is really pain. If there is pain, maybe discomfort, so then, and any Tainis Tzibor, you'd be allowed to rinse your mouth out. I think any of us who brush our teeth regularly would consider it to be tsar to not brush our teeth, to not rinse our mouth out in the morning of a fast day. So then the Mishnah Berurah is saying that then that would be allowed. And he goes further, in afilu on Tisha B'Av, the makom tsar gadol, you can do so as well. If it's tsar gadol on Tisha B'Av, then you can even rinse out your mouth with water on Tisha B'Av as well. All right, so again, I think everybody would be a bit tsar. So on a minor fast, the Mishnah Berurah would give us a green light. Tsar gadol for Tisha B'Av, that's a threshold, so it probably depends on the person. I think some people might not be, but tsar gadol, and then you shouldn't, rinse out your mouth on Tisha B'Av. But if you are, then you could, even on Tisha B'Av. And Yom Kippur, he says, there's nothing to do. Yom Kippur, even here, but tsar gadol, nothing to do. Come join us in the Nusach Sfarad Minyan, and shout out to Dr. Shimi Tenenbaum, who passes out the different smelling salts type of thing. So that we can do on Yom Kippur, but short of that, more than that, we can't do. Okay, so this is all talking about water, rinsing your mouth out with water. The rain is coming. I'm going to try to speed up. What about toothpaste, mouthwash? So the Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Yitzchak Weiss, according to the Dirshu, says it's the same thing. Whatever the Mishnah Berurah says by water, it's also true with brushing your teeth with an agent. It would be okay. You could argue that it's worse because it's tasty. It's, really gives you a nice flavor. So that's water is water. That's what Mishnah Berurah allows. To say toothpaste, mouthwash, that's more intense. You can't do that. You can't just assume from the Mishnah Berurah that you're allowed to do that. You could argue that. You could also argue the opposite, that water is like a bigger deal than toothpaste because water is edible. You could drink water. You make a bracha shahakal on water. I would never make a bracha on toothpaste. Rav Shechter holds that toothpaste doesn't require hashgacha. It's not food. It's not food. A mouthwash isn't food. It could be even detrimental if you have too much of it. So if you're even allowed to, rinse out with water on a fast day, so then whatever is true for water should kol shekin certainly be true by toothpaste and mouthwash. And that is where Rav Arye Leibowitz quotes Rav Shechter, that he allows whatever is allowed by water. Again, depends if it's tsar or tsar gadol, but whatever is allowed for water would also be allowed certainly by toothpaste and mouthwash, somewhat famously, I've seen it with my own eyes. He allows a chazan on Yom Kippur to use the Listerine strips. Because again, he's no hashkacha, no bracha, nothing like that. It's not really food. So not such a big deal. So basically, it comes out of that if, you know, you follow this opinion of Shechter, which many do, that there's no hashkacha for toothpaste. It's even lower than water and mouthwash as well. So whatever the Mishnah Berurah here is saying by water, and that is b'makom tzar on a minor fast, you can rinse out with water. And b'makom tzar gadol on Tisha B'Av, you can rinse out with water. Then it would certainly be true with toothpaste and mouthwash. And you could just plug that in as well. Not Yom Kippur, and again, higher level for Tisha B'Av. If you do think you are machmir for toothpaste and would require ashkacha, so then already, so if you're viewing it more like a food, so then yeah, it probably could be worse than water because it's like tasty and everything like that. But I think for most people that there's definitely what to rely on, certainly on a minor fast day, the makom tzar to brush your teeth or mouthwash, and even on Tisha B'Av, the makom tzar gadol.